Hello, this is Carlo.
Hi, Carlo. It's Nadine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Awesome. So the payment went through. Now, we sent you an email and a text message with your receipt. Are you able to take a quick look?
Let me see here. This is local splash, right?
Yes, correct. Nadine Medina. I thought you would have recognized my homegirl voice. No, I'm just playing.
I did, but I gotta make sure there's a couple of you. So.
Right.
Yeah, we're good. I got it. But also,
awesome.
You spelled my name wrong. It's with a K, not a C.
With a K? Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to correct it. I'm going to correct it, and then I'm going to resend you the receipt. It sounds like you're driving right now, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm good, though.
Okay. Okay, so when you get time, okay, if you don't do it now, you can do it during your client interview. On your receipt, and let me resend that real quick. On the new receipt that I'm going to send you with the correct spelling of your name, there's, when you open it up, it'll say, Dear Carlo Guerrero, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your initial invoice is below this email. So it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you'll click on that, right? And then it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So it's everything that we went over, right? What you'll do is you'll scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's going to be a signature box for you to type in your name exactly as it reads. And then right above that signature box, there's a little box to the left. And right next to it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So make sure to click on that little box, because what you're saying is, yes, it's your name on the card. And then when you type in your name, you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, the next thing you'll see, it'll say username and password. Okay. So the username and password, we don't have it yet because they're going to have to create it. You will receive a separate email with the username and password. And with that link, that's where you go in to see your reports, okay? So if you don't get that done before your client interview, they'll make sure to remind you to do it, okay?
So I still have to make a password and all that, even though...
No, you don't have to make it. We're going to create it for you. So you'll receive a separate email with the link, the username, and the password. What you can do is once you receive that, because we have to generate it, once you receive that, you can always update the password to a password of your choice. So they'll email it to you once they create it. Okay? And then just as a reminder, your appointment is today between 3 and 4 o'clock. Okay? But you'll get that reminder an hour before. All right?
Sounds good. So you're sending the new one with my name corrected? Or
yes.
You just want me to log in?
In fact, no. Hold on. Let me do it because I want to make sure you have the correct one. Give me a second here. Let's make sure before we hang up that it comes through to you. It was a good thing you caught that.
Yeah, well, I saw it on the email yesterday where it was inviting me about our phone meeting. So it was,
right.
I saw that my name was wrong. So
you're like, wait a minute, she spelled my name wrong? Okay, I just resent it. It should be coming to you any second now, and I show that it is corrected.
Okay. All right, once I get it, I'll get all that taken care of. And how long do you think before the website?
The website's going to be completed within 3 to 5 business days. And what they'll do is they'll email it to you so that way you can review it and let us know if there's any changes to be made. And then the PIN code, remember, that's going to come in the mail between 6 to 10 days. So once you get the PIN code,
for?
I'm sorry?
What is the PIN code for?
So the PIN code is any business, right, that creates a profile page on Google, they have to be PIN verified. I did it when I was, when I had my taco business. We were living at my husband's grandma's at the time because we were in transition of moving from one house to a different house. And we have the PIN code sent to his grandma's. It's just so you can receive it in the mail, okay, because that's how they send it. But the address is not going to show on Google. We hide the address. A lot of businesses have a home office, right? So the purpose of the PIN code is so that way we can create the profile page and then get you on the map. That's the purpose of the PIN code, okay? And, I mean, everybody does it. The only thing is that unless if you have, let's say, a showroom, right, where, like, for example, a lot of tile places have showrooms, you know, marble and stone companies, stuff like that, a brick and mortar, is when you typically show the address. When it's a home office, like how yours is, a home office, the address, we hide it. Because we don't want anyone showing up at your house, right? I know you don't either. I don't think, unless if your wife figures they're going to buy food.
Right? It might be a gift and a curse. I agreed and signed my name, so now I'm at the local username and password.
You're awesome. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything on that, but I wanted you to see that because the username and password, you don't have it yet. This is where you actually will go in and see your reports. So once they create the customized tracking and reporting system, they're going to send you an email with this link that you're in right now, and then they're going to also include the username and the password. The password, you can always change it to a password of your choice because it's one that they generate, okay? But that's why I want you to watch the video because it walks you through this on how you go in. Okay?
Sounds good. Good.
Awesome.
So I find everything to go.
Yep. You're all good. So am I. I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I really want to thank you, Carlo, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business.
Well,
it's going to be a very profitable new year for you, a very blessed one. You are so welcome.
You're very good at what you do, ma'am. You're a people person. You got it.
Thank you.
You kept me on the phone. Like I said, I hang up on everybody, so.
Right. I appreciate, you know what? I think when you're genuine and you're just straightforward, you know what I mean, and you hear you got to really listen to what the business owner needs and what their wants are and be able to provide them a solution. You know what I mean? You could sit here and you can paint a pretty picture, but if you can't produce it, I mean, then your words mean nothing. So yeah. I like to be straightforward
also,
like
if
that.
Also, if you got it, you got it. So I trust me, you got it. You're a professional. So, man, thank you.
I'm greatly appreciate it. I am too. I mean, it's definitely... It's a great fit for you and for us as well. So you have yourself a very blessed day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, okay?
You are so welcome. Take care now.
You too, ma'am. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye-bye.